found the cause of this sadness. I know it would be impossible to keep the vision against all of me. When I took myself far and away from everyone there,
good evening, everyone.
Hello.
You are listening to
All Awesome in Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
We're never sure who's gonna say that. We make eye contact for a while, and then one of us takes the plunge.
I know, today I feel like we're, it may not have felt like a lot of time to you, but it felt a lot of time, like a lot of time to us.
Well, yeah,
of us looking at each other being like, who's gonna say it?
Do it.
So I'm MBot.
And I'm SBot.
And yeah, we have a like stacked show tonight.
Yeah,
like, it's unreal.
We have quite the show. We've had, I feel like the last two shows, if not even more so than that, have all been specifically themed shows, which was fine. One of which carried over into like a second show, but now is an opportunity for us to play some new stuff, which just happens to all fall into a similar category.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil it, but
I think we should just get into
it. This is transmission number 43, the title of which is Robo Boogie.
A dedication to songs guaranteed to spin your gears and fire up your jetpacks.
Yes. So much enthusiasm.
I know.
We were really happy with the fire up your jetpacks.
We're like, we have to fit that in.
We're like, somewhere that has to be in it.
It just so happens to a lot of the new music we're listening to right now is has sort of a electronic feel to it.
A dancey feel. And it's interesting because a lot of the artists are artists that we've liked for a long time that aren't really dance music musicians by any means. or artists, but it happens to be the case that their more recent albums are all good for the dance floor,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or the living room, whichever,
which wherever is probably
wherever you want to,
where
dance.
You're going to be dancing. I'm going to be the I most. Know.
It's true. I never leave the apartment.
So it's a mix of like, I feel like a mix of like artists we've just started to listen to and old artists that we've been listening to for a while, but it's all great.
It is.
It's unreal.
We're pretty excited about the show.
Speaking of dancing, should I just get into it?
Yeah, go.
So I am starting the show off with Florence and the Machine, and she played in Vancouver like a week ago.
Oh, was that recent?
Yeah, a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to go see the show. And the thing is, I've been listening to not really her straight albums, but I've been listening to her remixes for the past little while. So I saw that she was coming into town, but I don't have any money. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't going to go. And then a friend of mine who lives in London, one of his best mates is her touring stage manager. And he was just called him up and was like, hey, you're going to be in Vancouver. Can my friends get into your show?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, yeah, for sure. So he gave us 4 free tickets to see Florence the Machine. We got there. Our tickets were waiting for us. And they're like, oh, here, these are your wristbands. And we're like, what are these wristbands for? They're like, oh, it's for the after show.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes at the Commodore you go to a show and then they have an after party at like Gorgamesh and then you or whatever that place is called, and you go and see like DJs or like it's sort of like a party afterwards. And so we thought we were like going to this thing. No. Turns out drinking with Florence and the Machine backstage of the Commodore. That's what the wristbands do. So my three friends and I just felt really awkward because we were just in this back of the Commodore dancing with Florence and the Machine, and she was like crazy and British. And then we went out to get food at like 2 a.m. before they had to leave for Seattle.
That's amazing, though. That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's totally rad.
But I guess it was the drummer. He's like, wow, you guys are pretty like tame here in Canada. And I'm like, well, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, give us a break.
And we also, I think most of us back here didn't really know we were going to end up back here. But it was fun. Anyways.
That's awesome. That's great.
And she put on an amazing show. Like, they were great.
Yeah.
Like, they were incredible. And she's, I feel like...
Did she fill the Commodore?
Oh, yeah. It was sold out. And I feel like it was like watching Lady Gaga, but like indie. Like, she was crazy. Like, at one point, she was wearing like a Egyptian, like Cleopatra style, like headdress. And like had this like billowing cloth that she was dancing with.
Was she super normal backstage?
No.
She wasn't normal at all. Not even a little bit.
At all. Anyways, long story short.
No, that was a good story. I hadn't even heard that story yet. That was all new to me.
It was really good.
Those questions were genuine. I wasn't repeating questions I've asked before. Those were first timers.
Yep. Anyways, so I wanted to play something. It's the original song, it's called You've Got the Love, and I think it's off of Lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the XX remix of it, and it is pretty awesome.
I feel like they have quite the signature.
Yeah,
they've really they've capitalized on a certain kind of sound.
Yeah. So I guess without further ado, let's listen to Florence the Machine. You've Got the Love, the XX remix.
Thank you. the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love. You've got the love. You got the love. You got the love.
Fade out.
That's like an unreal remix.
That sounded great. It's like it was a little bit sultry.
Yeah, it's
sultry and sexy.
Super good. Yeah, I feel like sort of like LaRue was last year. Like, it's a huge remix album. Tons of people are remixing her stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds great. Like,
and it does sound a lot like the XX as well.
Yeah.
Which I feel like, you know what? It took some time. I feel like I really like the album now.
Mm.
But it took some time. I wasn't a hater or anything like that, but it just got so much play last year, and I was like, oh, I can't do it. Like,
I'm not.
It's all right, whatever.
I'm not super sold on the whole album yet, but...
Like indie R&B?
But, meh. Anyways.
I'll see them. They'll be at Sasquatch, and I'll for sure check them out.
Lucky. So yeah, that was the XX remix of Florence and the Machine's track, You've Got the Love. And speaking of the XX playing, they were also in town, actually, the day before Florence and the Machine were here, and they played with... these next two artists.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
I know. I wanted to go to the show really bad, but it was sold out.
Was that at the Biltmore?
No, it was at the Commodore.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different show then with the XX.
So the XX played a couple weeks ago, as I just said, with JJ and No Such Thing. And
that's a big show.
I know.
That's a stacked show.
So stacked. I would have loved to go.
That would have been a good
one. I'm pretty sad I missed it.
No wristbands for that one, hey?
Nope.
Alas.
Nope. But we got to go the next day, so that's pretty good. anyway, so we're going to kick it off with JJ's latest album, Number 3. And this track is Into the Light. And following that is No Such Thing. And this track is actually off of not his latest full-length Drift, but off of his EP Views/Octopus. And the track is called Heart Entire. And yeah, No Such Thing. I'm like have
you're
a
all,
huge...
You're all over me.
I have like a huge hard-on for him. Like I've...
Easy. Whoa.
Robo hard-on for him.
Robo-on.
He just... the way he plays shows, I just... would love to see him. It's he has all of sort of like an orchestra. He has all of the individual like tracks.
Oh, I remember you showing me that,
like the bass track or like the like snare track, and everything is separated, and so that he can mix everything live as he plays. So it's not like a set.
So he just like builds a song.
So he just builds it, and it's made out of like it'll sound the same because it's made out of the same components, but it's not. Exactly.
But different things with it. Yeah,
yeah. Which I think is amazing.
That is rad. Nothing's worse than somebody, and nothing against girl talk, but who just like presses a button and then just bobs their head for a while. And then they're just like, whoa. And then they go back on their laptop and they like fade one out and into another one. It's like, come on. You're just.
I know.
You're just here to party and look like Teen Wolf is really what it comes down to. Which is fine. Which is totally fine. But
that is
it's not much of a live show. It's just, it could be anything. It could just be a laptop by itself.
Playing
I
itself.
Probably would like that more, actually.
Because then you wouldn't have to watch Teen Wolf.
Yeah, again.
all right, so here is JJ and Into the Light, and following that, No Such Thing and Heart Entire. Oh, I was going to play an ad, but then I didn't.
Oh, I was looking at the board. Like, what's happening with the ad?
I got confused because it was also off the computer.
Let's not confuse things here. Let's keep it nice and simple.
All right, so you just heard No Such Thing with the track Heart Entire off of the Views/Octopus EP.
Which, by the way, sounded great.
It's so good.
It's very solid.
I'm pretty into him. It's just,
I'm pretty into our dance show right now. It's
me
not,
too.
And that doesn't mean like crazy, like sweaty getting down. I feel like this is the kind of dance music that I like.
This is like good, solid, like,
this is like
electro.
This is like a music appreciation, is what it is.
An electro appreciation night.
That's right. That's right.
And right before No Such Thing, you heard JJ with Into the Light off of their new album, Number 3.
And we'd both forgotten that there was a commentator yeah. speaking from a soccer game is what it seemed like.
We're like,
what is
that? Oh,
that's
I
fine,
see.
That's fine.
Do you want to introduce the next?
Yeah, I'll do the next one. Up next will be something brand new from Fortet. His latest album, There's Love in You, which is essentially a really dance album. It's kind of meant for the dance floor. And we'll be hearing the track Sing, which is my personal favorite off the album. And then after that, it's going to be its own palette, but it's a remix. It's a Dan Deacon remix of the track Lewis Takes Off His Shirt. No, Takes His Shirt Off.
I thought it was Takes Off His Shirt.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Lewis Takes Off His Shirt. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, I heard that and I was like, this is insane. Like, how is this even happening?
And it sounds exactly like what you'd think it would sound like.
Like Dan Deacon remixing Owen Powell.
Yeah, like Dan Deacon like spending like 8 days in his studio, like breaking it down and chopping it up and putting it back together.
Yeah, totally.
But it sounds solid. It sounds really good. So let's get to it. Here's Fortet with Sing, and following that, Owen Palette with Lewis Takes Off His Shirt, the Dan Deacon remix. Thank you.
For me, I am a castle, I am Beau. The sun upon my shoulders and the horse between my legs. This is all I know. My senses are bedazzled by the parallax of the road. I concentrate to keep contained the overflow. My knuckles grip so tightly, my fingers start to bleed. If what I have is what you
Thanks. Very nice. I needed to fade that one out a little bit.
That was a cool down. That was a cool down song. It's okay. Go get some punch.
Then return to the couch.
Yeah,
then,
like, exactly.
So that was a Dan Deacon remix of the Owen Pallett track, Lewis Takes Off His Shirt, from the Lewis Takes Off His Shirt EP.
We established that it was Lewis that takes off his shirt, not takes his shirt off,
yes,
like we initially believed. And before that was Fortet with the track Sing from his latest There Is Love In You on Domino.
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 So if you guys are just tuning in right now, you are listening to
All Awesome In Your Ears
on CITR
101.9 FM.
And I am M-Bot.
And I am S-Bot. Way to commit.
Thanks.
Way to commit.
I know. It was because we were so wishy-washy when we started.
Oh, wishy-washy, hey? Good segue.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Do it. Go, go.
Washed out. Wishy-washy. Washed out. You know what? We're going to have a three-song set. We had problems splitting these up when we were planning out the show, so we decided to keep them all together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, it's going to start off with Washed Outs. I've been listening to this album a lot, actually. It's really good. I saw them play with, or I should say him, with Small Black, it might be a month ago now, at the media club, to a packed media club. And it was good. Small Black was excellent, like amazing, like sounded far better than his EP does. And Washed Out sounded good. Sounded exactly the same.
I really like this track, though.
This is a standout track for sure on the album. It's from Life of Leisure is the name of the album, and the track is You'll See It. And do you want to do the next one?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay. Following that, Toro y Moi with the track Talamak off of Causers of This, which is another very solid album. I think they played very recently. I think it's just one guy, actually. But he played with the Ruby Sons, I think it was two Fridays ago. And from what I've heard, it was a great show.
And he will be playing, I believe he's... Maybe, I think, doing a little bit of leg of this next tour with the following artist.
Which is Caribou.
And I get to see, actually, both Caribou play with Toro y Moi in Montreal in, like, a week.
I'm sure it'll be a good show.
I'm really excited.
All of these artists all have a similar sound to them. It's kind of a...
Sort of, like, laid back.
It's like chill. It's like chill wave. It's like chill wave dance music.
I like it.
No, it's great. And Caribou even more so. This latest Caribou album, which just came out, which is called Swim, is... We were just talking about it earlier, and I feel like it's dance music inspired, but it even has, like, hints of DFA in it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know, I just find it... it's such a... If you think back to, like, The Milk of Human Kindness, it's just, like, such a interesting arc
for... Such a transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for an artist, so.
But I guess in many ways it totally makes sense.
No, it totally does. It's just, you know, I feel like even Andorra was like a huge departure from the Milk of Humankind.
And like, how do you follow Andorra? I feel like he could have gone two ways, and I think he went with the right decision. Because it seemed like he was becoming more of like a singer-songwriter. Like, it seemed like it was influenced by like 60s pop
and
like AM radio stuff. And he kind of went the other way with it now to make a dance record.
Exciting!
Solid. This is what we call a solid set coming up right here.
In nearing the end of a very solid show.
Yeah, that's right. So here's Washed Out with You'll See It, following that Toro y Moi with Talamak, and finally Caribou with Kaylee.
Time out, move my love, slow down. amazing.
Oh, we got our last track.
That was almost.
Wait, so do I just click this when I'm ready?
When you're ready.
Oh, that was close.
Gee whiz. Oh, loading websites. That was a bit stressful.
That was
a dial-up connection style right there.
Painful. It's like, come on, load.
People are trying to call me.
We have the same line. Dad, I want
to
use the computer. I want to use the.
I want to use the phone. Okay.
Anyways, I don't even know.
All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that three-song set. Two of them sounded so similar that I actually forgot that we'd actually moved on to another song. But that was Caribou with Kaylee from the album Swim. Before that was Toro Imoy with Talamak from Causes of This. And to start off the set was Washed Out with You'll See It from Life of Leisure.
And we have time for our last song.
Yes.
I didn't know if we were, but we made it.
We can do it.
Before we get there, we just want to remind everyone to stay tuned.
Yeah, Mondo Trasho with Maxwell will be next.
And then...
hopefully we'll be rolling in pretty soon.
And then there's Transcendence with DJ Smiley Mike.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to remind everyone. Let you know for the first time. May 20th at the Cobalt, 9 p.m., it will be a backyard talent contest and dance party. The dance party portion will be by me. I'll be DJing the event. It's
exciting.
I know.
Obviously, I'm coming.
It'll kind of be like this, only for like 5 hours. It's a fundraiser for a theater company called Point B Theater, and this will be their first production, as far as I know, which is The Fastest Clock in the Universe. So please turn out for that. It should be a really fun time with excellent music to be played.
DJ Esbot
will be there.
And once upon a time, when I used to DJ a couple times, Esbot always came to visit me, and sometimes we were dressed up like we were from the 80s. So
it'll probably happen again.
Maybe.
It definitely will, because I feel I'm going to dress up like a kid in a Halloween costume, like an elementary school kid.
I like that.
So do I. Everyone is... it is recommended that you wear like old dance outfits or like school play costumes and figure skating dresses and things like that.
I love that.
It'll be good. All right.
Remind everyone of the date again.
It's May 20th. May 20th at the Cobalt, which is now officially called the Cobalt again, apparently.
Ah.
They like refurbished it, changed it to its address, which was like 11 something, and then they changed it back to the Cobalt because that's what everybody knows. Yeah.
Smart.
So yeah, show up for that.
All right, so one last song.
Okay, the website is loaded. This is only available right now off of the website. It's new LCD sound system. I've recently started going back to the gym. This is my first week back, and this has been on heavy rotation. The album sounds amazing. It sounds so good, and we're gonna hear the opening track off the album. It's called "Dance Yourself Clean." This will be the last track from our Robo Boogie show.
I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got your jet packs fired up.
I think it was a good show. I think it was one of our best.
I'm really happy with it.
I'm going to listen to this again.
Me too. But I did also listen to our last show, which was not the best show we did because we screwed up so many times, and it was pretty funny.
I know. I always look forward to listening to the shows that were the worst because I'm like, of course we did.
But it's still funny. Like, I find it very comical.
Oh, no. I'm sure we find it more comical than anybody else.
People are like, why are we listening to these people screw up?
Awesome. We can hear people screw up all the time other places. not on the air. Okay, let's get to it. This is Dance Yourself Clean from the new LCD Sound System album, which is called This Is Happening. It's not out until the beginning of May, but you can listen to it now on his website. Enjoy.
Enjoy, and we'll see you guys in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Happens all the time. Present company. happens every night. Present company, excluded every time. Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was LCD Sound System. This is Mondo Tracho with Maxwell Maxwell, the show that's giving you what you want when you want it sometimes. I've got a whole bunch of really weird vinyl. I got a whole it's a whole bunch of like old house, like kind of gay vocal house from the 90s. And older too. I got some Sylvester, a lot of Shrieking Divas, that kind of thing, and some newer stuff, some Hercules and Love Affair, a whole bunch of vinyl that I'm just gonna sort of play, and yeah, I hope you like it. This is a weird jock jam from the mid-2000s, which I personally enjoy. I hope you do too.